Blog Talk Radio.
Success requires knowledge, endurance, and determination. The race is not for the swift, but for those who will endure. Welcome to the Kickstart to Your Many Achievements. This is the Coaching for Success Show with the Chief Visionary, Natasha Davis. What's your question?
Well, hey, good morning, everyone. It's your Chief Visionary, Natasha Davis, right here on Coaching for Success. And you know, we're giving you all the tips, trends, and techniques to be extremely successful. And I am so excited that you have had the opportunity to come hang out with us today. One thing I'll share with you is if you haven't had the opportunity to tell someone that Coaching for Success is on, please go ahead and do it now. Tweet about it, put it on Facebook, Instagram it, Tumblr it, do whatever it is that you do and let them know that we are live. And you are going to love the show today. We have a phenomenal guest on our show today, and I am really honored that she was able to carve out some time to come and hang out with us this morning. And I'm going to tell you something. This woman here is a powerhouse. She's a pistol. And this woman here is very educated, very knowledgeable. Not only that, she's very loving and kind, and she's an advocate for the community and for great things to take place in the community. If she sees a problem, her goal is to fix it. She's not turning to look the other way. She's going to look straight ahead and says, this is a problem. Let's fix it. Let's pull together and find out what's going on. And she doesn't take no for an answer. She's like, you know what? You may say no right now, but you're going to say yes later. And so, guys, I want you to join me in welcoming the Mrs. Diane Adoma to Coaching for Success. Diane, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Natasha. It's good to be speaking with you again.
Absolutely. You know, one of the things, like I just said before, that I admire so much about you is that you are a woman that when you see a problem or an issue, you do not turn and look the other way. You always look and say, you know what, you probably shouldn't have let me know about this problem because we are going to fix it, especially if it has anything to do with children or women or any kind of disparity. You are really passionate about those things, and I'm just honored to know you.
Well, Natasha, I'm honored to be on your show today, and you're absolutely right. I do, in fact, try to fix problems, and I think that, you know, what we want to do is try to get more citizens and more people to feel that same way when they see a problem in their community and to empower those people to know that the power is in our hands to change our communities. We can always change what we don't like, Natasha.
Absolutely. You're right. We can always change what we don't like. You know, why don't we be in addition to the solution, not in addition to the problem? Phenomenal. Well, for those who don't know you, why don't you tell them a little bit about who Diane Adoma is?
Well, absolutely. To those who don't know me, I am a business owner in Rockdale County. I live in unincorporated Lithonia. I've spent pretty much my entire life, you know, engaging and being involved in my community. And as you mentioned so eloquently, I'm very passionate about quality education for children, very passionate about families in need, and just very passionate about defending our constitutional rights. And I believe in, you know, freedom and liberty. And of course, you know that I am pro-business. I believe in entrepreneurship. One of the things
Absolutely.
That I wanted to talk to people about today is so many people are asking me, you know, why am I stepping out and stepping up to run for this Senate seat in District 43?
Yeah.
And not sure if people out there know that District 43 covers just about all of Rockdale County, about a third of Newton County, and a big portion of DeKalb County, and it has about anywhere between 141 to 151,000 voters. And so it's a pretty big district, and the district has many challenges, as you probably know. And so I'm running for this seat because I think it's important for us to focus on the real issues, Natasha, and we do have lots of issues that we need to focus on.
You're absolutely right. Now, let's talk a little bit about when you came to this decision to run for Senate. You're not a woman that has nothing to do. Okay, so let's be honest. You have a lot to do. You have a very successful franchise business in Rockdale. You also have a family that you're always very engaged with. You also are doing a lot of community service. You are always in the community helping. You're on boards. You have your own private consulting company. You have a lot going on. When did you think, you know what, I'm going to run for Senate, and why? Where did that come from? How did you figure you'd fit time in for this?
Well, I figured that, you know, here's the, and you probably have heard this before, if not me, who? If not now, when? So we have to have people that would be proactive and step up. If you're not part of the solution, then you're what? You happen to be part of the problem. So I was determined that I will never be part of the problem. I'll always step up and try to be part of the solution. And I believe in, you know, economic prosperity. And as I look around me in my own communities, I see so many children who are going to school without a nutritious meal. I see so many families and households who, you know, are working just two and three jobs just to put food on the table and just to buy the rent. And what people are telling me as I stomp in the community, people are telling me, you know, hey, I just want a decent job. I just want to have adequate transportation to get to and from my job. I just want to feed my family fresh fruits and vegetables, you know, and I can't do that, and I'm working two jobs. You know, we keep, and I talk to employers, and the employers are telling me, well, you know, Diane, I have these high-paying jobs here. I've got jobs that are paying $50,000 to $70,000. But you know what the problem is, Diane? I can't find people that are talented or qualified or credentialed or even have the educational skills to be able to take on these jobs. So I'm having to reach outside of the district or outside the state to find the talent to fill these jobs. So you can see how we have a real problem that needs to be fixed.
That is a problem. That is definitely a problem. Guys, we're hanging out with Mrs. Diane Adoma. She is right here in Atlanta, Georgia. She is also running for the Georgia State Senate here, and she'll be covering areas of DeKalb, Rockdale, and Newton. And she's really passionate about what she's doing. She is not new to this arena. She has made it her business to be very involved and a part of what's happening in the community. Not only is she a business owner, but she also is, her hands are in it. She's been with the United Way. She's been a part of the Rotary Club. She's always in the school. She's always in the schools, a lot of great things. So, you know, one of the things that you just said struck a chord in me here. And you know, I thank God that I was given the opportunity to go to school and to get, you know, a higher education and degrees, and, you know, I can stand and I'm marketable, and I'm very thankful for that. But one of the things that I've always known is that that is not something that everybody has been afforded or they were exposed to. And so when they get to this adult life and they're wondering, okay, what do I do now? What do we give them as an alternative or an option? What do we say to the employers that are saying, I need more qualified, skilled, and talented people to hire? How do we help them? How do we bridge the gap? How do we close that gap and give them an alternative? Okay, you may not have someone that's coming with a bachelor's or a master's degree, but what alternative can we give them?
Well, you know, that's a real good question. We have to get more involved with putting resources and efforts into adult education. And the reason that's so important, you know, we put a lot of emphasis, and rightly so, on, you know, early childhood education or K through 12. And I do believe, and let's talk about K through 12 first, and then we'll take it a step further to adult education. When you look at K through 12, then I believe one size does not fit all, you know, because each child is unique. So I believe we need to allow parents to choose, you know, homeschooling or give them options to make the schools compete for the funding. Mm-hmm. And I think lawmakers can empower parents to ensure the best education available for their children. So I think that's what we can do on that end of the spectrum. But then on the opposite end, you got adults who are parenting, right? And these adults may not have what we call an adequate education so that they can compete for some of these high-paying jobs. So we have to also align our focus simultaneously with educating these adults. And why is that so important? We got to do that because they have children, right? They're parents. And if they're not educated, Natasha, they can't apply for these higher-paying jobs because they're not qualified. So we have to find ways to train these people, maybe a technical school, a community college for quick entry into the job market so that they, in turn, can provide what the family or what the household needs. Now they can pay the rent, they can feed the family, they have adequate transportation to their jobs, and this is taking a realistic approach to what the real problem is. If you have an adult who's not educated, who doesn't have the proper credentials to apply for these jobs. And remember, I'm in the business community, so the employers are telling me, we have some jobs, but we don't have people qualified to fill the jobs. So my question is, how do we solve that problem? How do we work with that adult community to make sure that those adults now have the education that they need? And you call that adult literacy. How do we get adults involved in, you know, either these four-year college programs or even a two-year program or even a shorter program that would give them some quick skills to enter into the market? We have to do that.
Right. You're absolutely right. And I like what you just said. Let's take realistic approaches to real problems. It would be very challenging to say that I need something or I need to hire. Well, you know, go back and get your four-year degree, and in 4 years you come back. So I really like what you said. Let's really hone in on where they are now and help individuals move forward. So one of the things I also want to kind of shed some light on is you're very passionate about the youth. You're very passionate about the youth. You've been at various schools. You're a proud Rotary Club member for many years. You didn't just stumble upon this just because you're running for an office. And that's something that I want to shed light on, because a lot of people can be a little jaded by politicians or the word of politics. You've always been like this before you even conceived the idea of running for any political office. Is that right?
That's right.
That's right.
You know, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Our youth, Natasha, are falling by the wayside by not hundreds but millions. We're losing our youth. And we're losing many of them, as you know, to mass incarceration. That's a huge, huge problem. You know, for minimal crimes or for less violent crimes or nonviolent offenders, first-time offenders, what's happening is these individuals are getting, you know, incarcerated for minor nonviolent crimes, and now you have a record, and the list goes on. So we have to find a way to educate our youth, and I think it all starts with education. And I believe, like Nelson Mandela so eloquently said, education is the only weapon you can use. It's that to change the world. And so if you feel like education is the weapon we can use to change the world, then why aren't we, you know, deploying this weapon more? Why aren't we finding solutions to our failings?
Absolutely. And you're absolutely right. I agree with you that is what Nelson Mandela has said. You know, that is something that we're very aware of. Education is a weapon that we can use to change the world. Guys, we're hanging out with Miss Diane Adoma, and she is shedding some light on some very real issues and real problems, how we take realistic approaches to real problems. And that's something that we need to know, knowing that, you know, she didn't decide to get involved in the community just because, you know, she's running for an office. She's always been positioned and well involved in the community. So, Diane, I just want to check that we still have you with us. Are you with us, Diane?
Yes, I'm still here, Natasha.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful. Guys, you know, technology, and that's another thing, so let's talk about that. Now, I love some technology, right? Technology is a tool that we are using, so let's talk about that. Let's stick with the education is a weapon that we use to change the world. But in that realm, I would love to hear your perspective perspective on education in terms of technology, where we're going with the STEM programs, what's happening in Rockdale County and within the state of Georgia. You know, how are we measuring up? How are our kids doing? Let's talk a little bit about that, your perspective there. Because you are a mom, you're a grandmother of beautiful, I mean, you have a beautiful family, and you guys are very involved and engaged. So let's talk a little bit about education and technology.
Well, you know, I believe in education, and when you look at, you know, what I've taught in my own household, we should live what we
And guys, we're having a little bit of technical difficulties. Again, this is technology, and it's okay. Just stick with us. And again, here in Atlanta, we're having some really bad weather. So you have to please bear with us with the technology issues. Let's just check to make sure that Mrs. Adoma, you're still with us. All right, we're checking to make sure. So one of the things that I just want to touch base on as we wait for Diana Doma to get back in, again, technology is taking over right now, but we're going to work through it. One of the things that we're getting ready to touch base on is education arena and as well as the technology arena. And some of the things that, as we've been going on through the years, have heard that how young girls used to be shifted away from going into technology. They had to go into something very different. So let's check if Diane is back with us. Are you with us, Diane? So with girls being shifted away from, you know, going into technology, some of the things that we had to pay attention to was how do we encourage, and that's what the educational system and as well as the economic system realized, how do we encourage young girls to get involved in technology and engineering? And that is something that I found to be very interesting, because young girls used to, you know, play with dolls. You don't play with equipment and the trucks. You don't build things. You have your dolls. So one of the things that I love that's been happening in the community and in the economic system is we've been really pushing young girls to explore their engineer side and their tech side and so forth. So just checking to see if Diane is back with us. Are you with us, Diane? All righty, so we're just waiting for Diane to chime back in with us here. So what I love is there's several organizations and initiatives that have been put in place to really drive education towards technology and engineering to women. And under the STEM category, you know, science, technology, engineering, and math, there are several programs that's going on. And one of the core beliefs that I found is that it empowers our individuals, because I like to think that kids, girls, boys, whatever, they're all individuals and they have this mind that they're working with and they have the ability to really implement and their creative side. So not being, we don't want to smother that. And so in 2002, I know that there was a really great initiative with the Women in Technology over there in I believe that's in Washington somewhere, where the White House Council had a push and a celebration, because they were celebrating how many more girls went into technology and how many more kids were getting involved. And that was really interesting, because just like what Diane was saying earlier, our youth were being sucked into the penal system, and so now they're being incarcerated for just very minor, you know, offenses, and they're being incarcerated, so their lives, their young lives are being stolen. But utilizing these programs is a great way to, again, what she said, change the world. So this is, again, Coaching for Success with our guest, Diana Doma. We're checking if Diana Doma has been able to reconnect with us. Diana, are you with us? All right. So we're just going to keep moving forward. And so just driving into this capacity when we're talking about changing the world and really making a difference in the world, sometimes even in business, we have to ask ourselves, what is it that I can do to make a difference? How can I change the way things are being done? How can I change that in my business? How can I change that in my daily activities, the services we provide? And that's a question, even in business or as parents, you should be asking yourself every day, what am I doing to change the way things are done? What legacy am I leaving? And even with us, our company, Visionary People, that is something that we've asked. And when we started our initiative, it was our intent to, we're very passionate about education, especially with our young generation as well as women. And one of the things that we did is we started a Target 1000 campaign. And that campaign that we started allowed us to reach, our goal was to reach 1,000 people a year and just change 1,000 lives at a time and a year. And so what we did was when we did the Target 1000, our goal was to make sure that we had the opportunity to definitely do something significant that didn't have anything necessarily to do with business or what we were doing or anything like that. But what we did is we do a book bag drive, and so our goal is to do 1,000 book bag drives. 1,000 book bags during our drive, and we're giving it to underprivileged kids. And we go to areas, and we do try to partner with out-of-the-country initiatives as well, but we go to areas that are challenged with, how can I say, access. You know, we need access. So where we have this area that is challenged with access, how do we help the young generation? Because we feel like, again, if we can touch the youth, we can definitely make a difference in the world. And so we do the 1,000 book bag drive, or I should say a book bag drive, but our goal is to get 1,000 book bags there. And we have done that for about 2.5-3 years, and we weren't able to get through with it this year. But next year we're going to do the same thing. And our whole goal, again, is to, how do we help advance our young generation, because at the end of the day, it's our young generation that's going to affect us moving on, right? When we think about it, who's going to take care of us when we're older? You know, who's going to do these things? So when you think about that in your business, you always want to say, what can I do to leave a legacy? What impact am I leaving? Because providing a product or a service or even running for office is very nice, but what's the legacy you're leaving? And as we were talking with Diana Doma, her legacy and her purpose is to make sure there's economic prosperity, that there's really an economic push and an economic prosperity. So that is the legacy that she wants to make sure she leaves. And as you can see, she's standing heavily on the pillars of education. And I really, too, also believe that if we can tap into education and if we can truly enforce, let's drive education, whether it's through, you know, traditional education, you know, you go to school, or it is through homeschooling, or it's through trade school or vocational. If we can give people tools to add to the society, you know, if you can give that, gives someone confidence. You know, how confident do you get when you learn a new trade or a new skill that you can now apply? You know, it builds confidence, and those things begin to ward off the tendency to, you know, not be a productive member of society. So when we think about that, that's something that I really want you to take away today as well, is looking at what legacy are you going to leave? What impact are you going to make in your journey as you're going along, whether you're in politics or in business or you're working in corporate or anything, whatever you're doing, what legacy are you going to leave and what impact are you going to create? And I tell people, you do not have to be like this, you know, phenomenal person that has $1 million, $6 million business or whatever. You can do wherever you are, like, you know, do what you can where you are. And as Diane was saying, take realistic approaches to real problems. You can start in your own community. You know, you can start in your own company. I remember meeting a woman. She's, you know, working in corporate. She's working for a company. And she realized that the women in the company that were in executive levels, they didn't have a place to connect. So she went and she started a executive women's collaboration. And then it started to spill over into a full women's collaboration, and they have different segments. You know, that is one way to say making an impact and leaving a legacy. You know, I've met individuals that have started in their own community, you know, initiatives and pushes for, whether it be, you know, let's get men together or let's get women together. So it doesn't always have to be you're waiting for the next person, right? So you can always look around and say, you know, what's the need? what's the problem, and let's apply a solution to it, right? All right, so this is your Chief Visionary, Natasha Davis, and we had the opportunity to speak with Miss Diana Doma in the front half of the show, and she is running for the Georgia State Senate. And I just encourage you to take the opportunity to, you know, she's on Facebook. Of course, she has a very robust Facebook page. So Diana Doma for Georgia State Senate, you know, take a look over there and see what she has going on. She has a website called Diane for Georgia, and that's Diane, D-I-A-N-E, word for Georgia.com. So pop over there, see what's going on, see what she's about, because she's really definitely always in the community, and she's always been in the community. It's not like she just started showing up in the community because she's running for an office, but she's always been in the community. So, and she's running for Georgia State Senate District 43, so take a look over there. And what she's doing is that, you know, really reaching out and asking for people to share their issues, their concerns, and then she will have a strategy to put together. And if you don't know who Diane is, I'm going to tell you, this is one strategic woman. She also does have the opportunity for you to communicate back and forth with her. She's very reachable. So if you reach out to her, she will definitely reach back out to you. So she's not one of the women that are hidden and, you know, you can never reach out to her. So she's a very involved and engaged individual. And she just recommends that, you know, let go of everything that does not make you strong today. And I stand with her on that. If something doesn't make you strong, if something doesn't make you great and better, let go of it and move on from it. And I remember she was highlighted in the U.S. Women's Chamber of Commerce article here. It was a very phenomenal article, and I believe that was in August. And in the U.S. Women's Chamber of Commerce, they highlighted the fact that this is a woman that's running for office and talked about all of her years of experience in business as well as in the community. And that was a very, very nice piece that they ran on her. So you can always look there as well. But if you go to her website, DianeForGeorgia.com, you'll be able to learn a lot about what Diane is doing, where she's going, and how she's making a difference, and what she intends to do. She takes positions on how she wants the economy to advance. She takes positions on education. She does believe that one size does not fit all. How do we educate our kids for them? You know, everybody doesn't learn the same way, and that's what she was saying. She wants to talk to you about the spending, the government spending, and what's happening over there as well, and the rights of our workers, okay? So she has some really phenomenal ideas and positions that she's going to take, and she wants to hear from you. She invites you, hey, talk to me, you know, reach out and talk to me. So this episode here, Coaching for Success, is designed to open your eyes to a woman that is real passionate about what she's doing. And honestly, I really don't like to refer to her as a politician. She's really not a politician. She's just a citizen that's concerned about what's happening, and she's an individual that is, I'm going to be a part of the solution and not a part of the problem. She's not going to turn a blind eye. And so, Diane, I'm really excited that you were able to share your position with us, and I know we have just about a minute left on the show. Would you like to, you know, say a few last words to our listeners?
Well, yes. I'm sorry about the technical issues. The weather is bad.
Yes,
Natasha, I'd like for the listeners to know that it's very important for us to get out on November 3rd and to cast your vote for the best candidate. And what we have to go back to, if I may, just remind you, is that the role of the public servant is to serve the people. We've gotten so far away from, you know, what that role is, and we have to elect public officials who understands the impact of carrying the people's agenda, Natasha, and not their personal
right.
agendas. And I think if we could do that, we could solve a lot of our problems if we go back to, you know, that public servant role, and we go back to what is liberty, you know, what is freedom, what is, you know, how do we defend our constitutional rights? All of those things are very important. And democracy, you know, we have to go back to the some of the bare basics and take our communities back. But again, it all starts, in my opinion, with economic prosperity. How do we come up with a solution that is good for the greater number of people? You know, how do we come up with the best solutions that will serve the greatest number of people? And I think when we can get everyone educated and trained, that's a good start. That's a very good start, because then we can put people to work. Children can have a nutritious meal. You know, parents can pay their bills. When we get to some of the basic things that happen in a household, I think it all starts there. And we need community leaders who are courageous, who are not afraid to step in the ring and say, here I am, send me, let me do what I can for my community. And we have to stand firm for what we believe in.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much. And I agree with you. And as I say, definitely head out. Take a look at Diane for Georgia. And that is Diane, D-I-A-N-E, the word for, F-O-R, Georgia.com. Go and take a look for yourself and see what this woman is about. And she invites you, talk to me. So click on the links to talk to her, and she will communicate back with you. Definitely find her on Facebook. You can follow her. Diana Doma for Georgia State Senate. You'll find her there as well. And we definitely look forward to seeing you in office, Diane. Thank you so much.
And thank you, Natasha.
You're very welcome. All right, guys, this is your Chief Visionary, Natasha Davis, with Coaching for Success. Very excited to have shared with you the tips, trends, and techniques. A great big thank you to our promotions partner, 106liveradio.com. And I invite you to please download the Visionary People app from the Google Play Store. It is free and available at your little fingertips. All right, until next time, be productive, be progressive, and without any hesitation, be 100% successful.
Are you interested in bringing more awareness to your business or event? Well, 106liveradio.com is just what you need. We are very serious about the way we conduct our business and would like to help you. We also provide more than just a radio service. To get more information on how we can help, simply send us your email at contactus@106liveradio.com or call 404-910-4589. Our enthusiastic staff will be more than happy to assist in taking your business to the next level. 106liveradio.com, your Caribbean and American radio station.
Now you've been coached for success. Your Chief Visionary, Natasha Davis, wants you to be productive, be progressive, and be successful. Tune in next time for another edition of Coaching for Success. What's your question?